Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
Don't you think it's time for you to head home?
I am home. No, I mean your other home, the one with your wife in it.
As for the rest of my estate, I leave to you, Ivy Dickens.
You are never going to get away with this.
You don't have a case. I didn't do anything wrong.
In court, we'll decide that. Our relationship isn't about choosing one world or another. Our relationship is our world. We're a team.
Serena's Gossip Girl. I'm going to prove it to you.
You saved Chuck's life.
And you did that because...
I'm Chuck's mama.
You're actually her. You're Gossip Girl.
Please, whatever you do, just don't tell anyone.
It's one thing to accuse Serena of being Gossip Girl, but sending that video about Chuck, I can't forgive that.
I've always hesitated going after Lola's father for child support.
Do you know who he is?
I'm looking right at him.
What if my dad doesn't even know I exist? What if all he wants is to know me?
I'm sure he does.
Where is he being, Serena? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
In our modern age, there are so many ways for information to travel. And yet, with all our tablets and smartphones, there are still some people who like to get their morning dish the old-fashioned way. Even without the information highway, good news always seems to travel fast. But bad news? Well, you know what they say.
You know, I must commend myself on my child support for you today. You are striking just the right tone of literate and serious, yet playful and accessible.
I'm just meeting a couple of silent issues with publicists.
It's really not a big deal.
Not a big deal? What could be more important than strategizing ways to publicize yourself?
I don't know, maybe the banking crisis or what's going on in Syria or...
Dan, you know you're never going to be trending on Twitter if you choose those topics to discuss. No, just be humble, self-deprecating, with a tinge of intellectual superiority. And always leave the morning more. Have a great day! Sirona! Run me a hot bath. I want a long soak in the tub and catch up on my reading. I have a better idea. How about you take a quick shower, then supervise me as I clean out your closet? You need more space, and I need to work off baby weight. Bad.
Did you see the look on Ivy's face when Mother's nurse accused her of taking unfair advantage of the weak and elderly?
Well, thank God that woman came forward and said what actually happened. I knew right then that the judge would invalidate the will.
Tell me, Lily, how much exactly did you pay that nurse to lie for you? Because I have done nothing but love and care for Cece.
It's not my mom's fault that the truth finally came out, so why don't you leave us alone before we head into one of these offices and file a restraining order against you?
Hey, my mom is Rufus this morning. I was kind of surprised he wasn't here to support you.
Well, Rufus had an appointment, and I just told him not to cancel because as long as you were by my side, I'd be fine.
Well, so what happens now? The money just reverts back to you?
Well, now that the will has been revoked, the estate will be split 50-50 between me and Carol, and she's flying in tonight to sign the paperwork.
It'll be gloating, no doubt.
Well, believe me, it's a small price to pay to be done with this whole thing, and thank God nobody knew how dirty it really got.
Lily, is the family still fighting with each other over your mother's inheritance?
How's it feel going from high class to high trash?
Well, I assure you, this is all one big misunderstanding. The entire Rhodes clan couldn't be happier.
Any truth to the rumors that you and your husband are no longer living together?
No, none at all. Serena, shall we?
Just one more question.
I think you dialed the wrong number. Obviously, you meant to call your son and not me.
I know the news of me being Chuck's mother must have come as rather a big surprise to you.
You think?
But it doesn't have to ruin anything between us.
Except for the small fact that every time I look at you, now I see a bass in my face.
You know I still have feelings for you. And now that you've broken up with that girl, Lola...
I think you might still have feelings for me, too.
Am I wrong?
I should really go.
I'm going to be out of the office all day, but...
Can we meet after work tonight and...
At least talk it through?
I don't know. I never really saw myself as a sleep with your best friend's mother kind of a guy.
Just think about it, okay?
All right.
Is it true what the paparazzi said about you and Rufus? Are you really not living together?
Well, we're taking a little hiatus to clear our heads. Yes?
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, because I didn't want to worry. Rufus is in Brooklyn. He's fine. And, you know, he'll come around like he always does. My bigger concern is the public perception of this whole mess that Ivy caused. Because let me tell you something, Serena. Nothing ruins a family reputation faster than a money fight.
You should be focusing on fixing things with Rufus.
I know. We'll have a big family dinner here tonight to celebrate our victory in court. And I'll invite a reporter from the New York Social Diary to dispel all the rumors of family strife.
You think the way to handle this is by inviting the media into our home?
I'll find a way to get Rufus here. You bring Lola.
We're not exactly in a good place right now.
We'll get in one. Once they see us all together, these vicious rumors will evaporate before they began.
Daniel, were my ears playing tricks on me, or did I hear you on the phone with a young lady earlier? No, not exactly. Your mother called to talk to me. Well, I'm not sure which one of us this is more awkward for. Neither am I. Between my history with Diana and now yours, it's just too weird to even be in business with her. I would love to find some funding and possibly buy her out for good. You interested? Unfortunately, I'm still trying to decide what kind of relationship I want with her. Which means I'm not ready to put her out of business just yet. What you're saying is, since I already screwed her... I don't need to also. Oh, by the way, I hope you don't mind. I called Andrew in to figure out where Diana's getting her money. She needed my grandfather last time. Someone must be bankrolling her now. And when you find out who it is? I'll try and convince the investor to bet on me alone. Do what you have to do, but I am respectfully staying out of it. Andrew, Mr. Bass.
I did some digging. And I found out that Diana is getting her funding from an Australian holding company.
Were you able to find a name? Andrew, I need you to find out everything you can about Diana Payne.
I'll tell you, Dorota. For the first time in a long time, I feel as if all is right in the universe. Not that you're... Why did you throw these away? I haven't read New York Magazine yet.
It's too much clutter. Clutter your brain.
Are you sure you want to read, Miss Blair? There are some bad things about friends in there.
Don't you know me at all? I love reading bad things about my friends. It's the only thing that makes me feel better about myself. Dan made the approval matrix in the highbrow brilliant box. Dan Humphrey writing a new book, one that isn't a cheap sequel to Inside.
That's brilliant. I mean, I'm surprised he made the magazine at all, but...
He's highbrow and I'm lowbrow for being married for less time than Kim Kardashian. I was so wrong, Dorota. All is not right in the universe. The universe is totally upended and we must right it immediately.
And how we plan to do that?
I must become as highbrow as Dan, this instant.
Hello, sweetie.
Hey, Dan, I think I need your help.
For you, anything. What's going on?
Word got out about all of our family drama over Grandma's inheritance, and now Mom wants to have a big dinner tonight and invite the press to try to fix it. I don't know, I just don't think that's the right way to handle it.
This is just your mother's process. She needs to make sure everything looks good on the outside before she takes care of the inside.
Well, is there any way you can make it? You've been such a calming presence during all this craziness. And Carol is going to be there, which usually only adds to the conflict.
I wish I could, sweetie, but there's no way I can get into town on such short notice.
But don't worry, I promise you, everything's going to be just fine.
Okay, well, thank you anyway. I love you, Dan.
Love you too, Angel.
Bye.
I've always been a daddy's girl, but sometimes the problem with fathers...
Sorry about that. Now, where were we?
I think you're about to tell me how you found out that you're my dad.
Is that they can be real sons of bitches.
How am I supposed to be okay with this? My mom knowingly kept me from you all these years.
It may sound crazy, but I think in her own way, she was just trying to protect everyone.
Well, she still should have told me about it, and then it could have been up to you and me what kind of relationship we wanted to have.
I know in your mind you think we lost a lot of good years, but the truth is, I was a lousy dad to Serena and Eric. I think I finally learned from my mistakes, so instead of looking back and cursing your mother, how about we focus on what we can have moving forward? Now, your mom told me not to tell anybody about us, but if you'd like everyone to know the truth, it's fine by me.
I think it would be best if we didn't tell the family just yet.
I won't say a word.
Have you heard the good news? A judge invalidated my mother's will, so we can now finally put all this drama behind us. Now, where are the champagne flutes?
Lil, why are you here?
Well, because we're having a celebratory dinner tonight at our place, just the family, and I want you to come. I'm sorry you're upset with me, but I think it's time we put our petty fighting behind us and move on. What do you say?
I'd say that doesn't sound like a real apology.
Well, I'm not sure I'm the one that needs to apologize.
Oh, you think I am? For what?
Taking Ivy's side, paying her way behind my back.
She was basically homeless.
That's because the home she'd been living in was mine.
That's exactly right, Lil. It was yours, not ours. Do you see what we're doing here? All this fighting and finger-pointing. I thought we were in this together, but you do whatever you feel like.
Well, I could say the same thing about you.
This isn't how a marriage is supposed to be. Who's wrong, who's right? It doesn't matter. What matters is that we're in a partnership.
I couldn't agree more.
Then how about you give me a call when you're ready to be a partner again?
Well, it must have been one quick jet you took to get you back to New York already.
Serena? Hello?
Do you want to explain why you lied to me? Or why you were hanging out with Lola?
If you must know, I bonded with my niece at Cece's wake. She's been a bit lonely with all the stuff with her mother. I'm just trying to be there for her.
But that still doesn't explain why you told me you weren't in town.
I'm sorry. It's just you invited me to a family dinner and I heard rumors that Lily and Rufus are having problems. As you know, my presence tends to be the opposite of helpful around the two of them. I never should have lied to you. I didn't know what else to say.
Well, if you want to make it up to me, why don't you come to dinner tonight? Please, I'm not going to take no for an answer, so just say yes, Dad, for me.
You convinced me.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to invite Lola, too. I'll see you at Mom's at 8, okay?
Great.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Were you able to reach Jack?
No. Apparently, he's taken a leave of absence from Bass, Australia, and no one seems to know where he is. Of course, they say that's rather normal for Jack.
Well, you have a visitor. Want me to let her in?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Amy.
Hey, hi.
Lola, hey.
I just recently gained insight into how painful it must have been for Chuck to find out that Diana was his mom, and I'm just really sorry for the role I played in that.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks for that, but why? What happened here?
My father finally came forward, and I just spent the morning with him. So I really needed someone to talk to.
Well, I'm glad you came to me. Believe it or not, I went through the same thing with Chuck when he thought he found his mother a couple of years ago.
Another woman besides Diana?
Yeah, but it turned out none of it was true. It was just all this big lie orchestrated by his own. Orchestrated by his Uncle Jack. Hey, Lola, I'm really sorry, but I can talk more about this later. I've just got to deal with something right now. Are you going to be okay?
Thanks.
Hey, Amy, would you give me Andrew Tyler? And if you can't reach him, see if you can find any information online about a woman named Elizabeth Fisher.
So as I was cleaning out my closet this morning, I suddenly had a brilliant and highbrow, thank you, Dorota, a brilliant and extremely highbrow idea. such a shame to have all these beautiful accessories that are hidden from the world the vast majority of the time. So I decided to allow FIT to exhibit my shoe and handbag collection. This is the purse I brought to prom, and of course, that is the shoe that Louis brought back to me from Paris in the beginning of our storybook romance.
Which ended even more famously than it began, didn't it? Maybe if you were still a princess, I'd bite, but since you're no longer royalty...
She's still royalty to me.
Down, Dorota. It's okay.
Also, it's far too similar to an exhibit we already did with Daphne Guinness. Perhaps another time.
Who's that guy?
Some representative from FIT. More like similar word, but spelled F...
It doesn't matter. How was the meeting with your publicist?
They just wanted to see me in person so they could tell me that I'm one of the five people nominated for the New York Public Library's 2012 Young Lions Fiction Award. And there's a cocktail reception tonight where they're honoring the nominees. I was wondering if you'd be my date.
Well, of course. I can't wait to be there to honor you. My boyfriend, who's doing such highbrow, brilliant things. In fact, I'm going to buy a new dress since clearly nothing is worthwhile in my entire collection.
Okay, but it's a cocktail party. You can keep it casual.
Despite what FIT believes, I think I know how to dress myself for an evening out. Thank you very much.
Hey, have you seen Lola? I just saw on Gossip Girl that she was here.
Oh, you just missed her.
Oh, I just left her a message inviting her to this family dinner tonight, but I really wanted to make up with her in person after our tiff last week.
Oh, I'm glad. Lola could really use some friends right about now. She's just going through some things, you know, unrelated to you, but...
Really? Everything okay?
She just met her father for the first time today. She spent the morning with him. I think the whole experience just kind of threw her for a loop, you know?
She spent the morning with her father?
Yeah.
Nate, no word from Andrew yet, but I think I found that phone number you're asking for.
Ah, thanks, Amy. Listen, Serena, I really need to go deal with this. Excuse me.
Lily may have wanted the perfect nuclear family, but this bomb is going to start a war.
How's this for tonight's speech? I learned many things writing this book. Number one, don't exploit your friends. Number two, if you are going to exploit your friends, you should probably tell them about it first. I can do better than this.
You know, I'd be happy to accompany you to the event as your proud father if you want me to.
Okay, what's going on, Dad? You haven't wanted to spend this much time with me since I wrote a term paper on British punk rock and the subculture of Scorn.
All right, you got me. Lily invited me to this big family dinner tonight, and I'm not sure if I want to go.
Well, do I need to remind you that Lily's still your wife?
Don't tell me you're on her side.
No, I'm not on any side, but you gave me some very good advice recently on the importance of equality in a relationship. And if Lily is taking steps to make things better, how can you not at least try to do the same? That's all.
Oh, hi.
Well, I know you want to have this great family dinner here tonight, but you have to cancel.
Why? What happened?
I just found out that Lola's not my cousin, but she's my sister. Which means Dad was having an affair with Carol while you were still married.
How did you hear this?
Well, Dad lied to me about being out of town, and then I saw him with Lola. And then Nate just told me that Lola spent the morning with her father.
Well, there still could be some other explanation.
No, this is the explanation. It explains everything. Carol hiding Lola from us, hiring Ivy to be her. You know in your heart that this is the truth.
Serena, your father and I divorced for many reasons. His philandering was just one of them. Nonetheless, we need to handle our present problems before we start digging into past ones. Are either one of them aware that we know their secret? Okay, then let's keep it that way until after the reporter leaves and dinner is over, and then I'll sit down with your father and Carol alone and calmly sort through this in a mature manner. I want you to put this out of your mind, plaster on your best happy face, and go get ready for the party. Will you do that for me?
That's what you want.
I'll see you in a few hours. Hi, this is Lily. I know I'm probably the last person you want to talk to right now, but I have a partnership proposition for you.
sorry to leave all this on your answering machine, Elizabeth. I just really need your help. I mean, if you have any proof whatsoever that you are, in fact, Chuck's real mother, if you care about him even a little bit, now would be the time to come forward. Feel free to contact me anytime, day or night. Thank you very much. What'd you find out?
That the first record of our Diana Payne was 3 years ago. Before that, it's like she didn't even exist.
So if Diana Payne's not her real name, how do we ever find out her story?
How do I look?
Suspicious. You heard Mr. Humphrey. Why are you dressed so fancy for a casual book party?
I guess the opera gloves may be a bit much.
I smell a scheme when I see one.
What's going on?
It is very simple, Dorota. After carefully studying back issues of New York Magazine, I realized that I don't aspire to be anything like the highbrow brilliant people at all. They're all boring doctors curing diseases and lame philanthropists trying to save the world. Who wants to be on that list?
But Mr. Dan's not lame.
Fine, he is the exception to the rule. But my point is, highbrow despicable. That's where you find the headline makers having all the fun. Gwyneth, Victoria Beckham, Mayor Bloomberg, those are my people, Dorota. And it is time that I become one of them again. Now, I have written a list of talking points for when the press calls later this evening.
Do say Blair is generously impulsive. Don't say any of this was premeditated. You're going to steal Mr. Dunn's spotlight on big night, aren't you?
That would be merely despicable. But if I do it while performing an incredibly honorable and magnanimous deed, then it's highbrow despicable.
So, I was thinking about what we talked about earlier, and I decided that as your husband, I'd like to come and support you this evening.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, Rufus, but unfortunately dinner's been canceled. I'll call you later.
All right, you got me here. And what kind of a partnership proposition did you have in mind?
I can work with this.
You can work with what?
Take my coat, will you?
You look beautiful, but I did tell you this is casual, right?
This is casual.
Be right back.
Dorota, why isn't anything posted on Gossip Girl yet?
I don't know. I sent in tape about how your Elie Saab Couture upstages dodgy lions 10 minutes ago. Just like you said.
Well, it isn't working. No one's paying any attention to me.
Hey, how you doing?
It looks like I'm going to shift into phase two earlier than I thought.
Modern class distinctions and the neo-ritualistic social mores of the Upper East Side. It was almost Austenian in nature.
Or Waldorfian. Being as that I was his muse and inspiration. Hi, I'm Blair Waldorf. Hi, Blair Waldorf. Hi, Blair Waldorf. Hi.
Victor, I really appreciate you doing this for me. The Empire just isn't the same without you, man.
Well, I might be back there very soon if anyone finds out what I just did.
Well, I'll be super quick. I promise. All right, Diana. Feel yourself.
Well, I really appreciate the invitation.
Yes, of course. I think it's very important for you to see firsthand all this infighting over money has been just so wildly exaggerated by the press.
You can understand how, to an outside eye...
Oh, nonsense. The truth is, one bad egg threatened to tear the whole family apart. But as you'll see this evening, I would never let that happen. I'm, sorry that my husband won't be in attendance, but he's feeling a little under the weather. Excuse me.
Are you all right? Because this isn't exactly the happy face that we talked about earlier.
I just still feel a little weird about tonight. Is it too late to cancel?
Darling, it is already happening.
Oh, Carol looking just as great as ever. Hi, Carol, this is David Patrick Columbia, the New York Social Diary. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
If you wanted to see my underwear, all you had to do was ask.
You're just going to stand there staring at me. Would you like to tell me why you've broken into my hotel room?
If you must know, I was looking for something for you to wear. Truth is, I've just been thinking about your call all day.
I'm listening.
Our chemistry is clearly undeniable. I'm tired of fighting it, so I'm not going to anymore. Good evening, Carol. How are you?
You can breathe easier now, William. Since I've gotten half of my mother's estate, you're no longer in danger of losing everything anymore.
And our little secret?
I see no reason to tell anyone else. How about you?
Hello, sweetheart. You're looking lovely as ever.
Oh, thank you. I'll get it from my mom. Wow, look who's here. Can you believe it? All of us together in the same room. One big happy family.
Well, now that our final guest has arrived, if you'll follow me, I know we're in for quite a meal.
Next up, to say a few words about his book and tell us what The Young Lions means to him, Dan Humphrey.
Thank you, Deborah. Your brilliant short stories inspired me to write better and get to the point quicker. I believe it was Hemingway, who once said...
What a wonderful introduction. Dan, I truly could not tell you how moved I was by all the touching things you wrote about me on Inside. A book can only be read by people who know how to read it. Otherwise, it is nothing more than a paperweight or a doorstop. Which is why I, Blair Waldorf, have decided to provide an endowment to the Young Lions Fund to help with children's literacy, so that all the despicable New Yorkers out there like me can one day grow up to read inside themselves. However, as always, I prefer to remain anonymous. So, a toast to Dan, and to literacy, and to me, anonymously. Cheers.
Well, in the spirit of the evening, I've decided to serve tonight's meal family style.
Mom, this is so unlike you. You hate anything family style.
Yes, well, I've since realized how important sharing is to the family dynamic. Us Vanderwoodsons share more than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, like when you used to steal my leg warmers when we were teenagers.
Yes, just like that. Or when you stole my husband and decided to have a baby with him behind my back.
Oh, my God.
Why are you doing this now? Okay, I think David's seen enough family bonding for one evening.
No, please, Serena, let him stay. I don't want there to be any more secrets.
Why did you tell Lily?
I never said a word.
Lola was never supposed to know about this.
Well, maybe if you didn't want me to know, you shouldn't have tried to blackmail him.
And if it wasn't bad enough that you slept with my husband all those years ago and left your daughter in the dark about her father's identity, then you send an imposter into my home to get money.
You know what? I don't need to listen to this any longer. I got what I came here for, my half of the inheritance, and I'm leaving.
It's not exactly that easy. Gentlemen?
What's going on?
You're being arrested for fraud.
Ivy is the one who committed fraud, not me.
Yes, well, you're the one that put her up to it, so that kind of makes you the mastermind behind the whole thing.
Well, unfortunately for you, Ivy would never admit that to anyone. Otherwise, she would incriminate herself in the process.
Ivy?
Actually, I've already given my statement, and in exchange for ratting you out, I got off scot-free.
Uh-oh, Carol. Dinner's over, and it looks like Ivy just served you your last supper.
You realize this isn't just hurting my mom, it's hurting me, too.
Your mother deserves to be punished. She defrauded all of us, and we should have done this months ago.
You know, don't listen to her, Lola. This has nothing to do with fraud. This is all because I slept with her husband 2 decades ago. But here's the thing, Lily. I never would have been with William in the first place if he were happy with you.
One tip. If you want things to go smoothly in the jail, put her in solitary.
You know, maybe my mom was right keeping me from you all these years, because the truth hasn't helped anybody.
Lola, wait.
Let me take you home. You know I never meant for any of this to happen, right?
Oh, well. What's next? You gonna walk her down the aisle? Wait. Where are you going? They haven't even handed out the certificates to the nominees yet.
Did you really feel the need to steal a spotlight for me tonight? Because I was above you on the back page of some magazine?
No, that's ridiculous.
Is it? Because you said in your speech something about me being brilliant and highbrow. And if it's about that, it's a bit of an overreaction, don't you think? I mean, you know none of that stuff means anything to me.
Well, it means something to me, and it isn't just about the magazine. I don't want to live in someone else's shadow anymore. I did it the whole year I was with Louis and then with Chuck before that. I'm sick of being behind the scenes in a relationship.
You're not behind the scenes with me. That's what I love about us. We are equals in this.
Well, that's not how I feel. And it's clearly not how other people view me.
Maybe you are so focused on how everyone else perceives you that you no longer know who you are. And that's too bad, because you can only see what I see.
Is it safe to assume that you're ready to, resume our relationship again?
Well, what do you say we go downstairs and grab a drink together and continue exploring our options?
Okay.
Actually, Diana, I got a text from Chuck. Back home, and he's wondering where I am. So if I could just take a rain check on that drink, and I'll just see you at the office.
Wait a minute.
Serena, give me a minute, please. Hey, look. I'm sorry for not being truthful with you today. For cheating on your mother all those years ago.
That's between you and Mom. But you lied to me today to protect Lola. You left me when I was 4 years old, and when I tracked you down, you wouldn't even see me. All I ever wanted my whole life was a father, and all you ever did was avoid me. And then now when you find out about Lola, you just rush to be by her side. Well, you broke my mom's heart, and now you just broke mine.
Rufus!
Don't get up. I'm not gonna be long. Apparently you did have a dinner tonight, or so I read from a news feed about you getting your sister arrested.
Carol hurt this family too badly to just get away with it.
You sound just like your mother.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. My mother would have done anything to preserve our family name.
No matter the consequences to the actual family members, right? I'll bet you even paid off the nurse to testify against Ivy. You know, I thought we'd grown together. But if this is who you want to be, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Rufus, are you saying you'd like a divorce? Because where exactly are you going to find some other Upper East Side woman to to take care of you the way I have.
I've spoken like a true Rhodes. You just made my decision for us to spend some time apart that much easier. So, thank you.
Oh, hey. How was your day?
I decided to delete certain disturbing images of my mother's past from my mind. And attempt a relationship with her.
Well, before you two start bonding and having spa weekends together, maybe you should see this. Elizabeth Fisher emailed me that picture a few minutes ago. Take a look at the date in the corner. It's right before you were born.
But Diana said Elizabeth couldn't get pregnant.
Well, I guess she lied to you. Jack probably put her up to it.
Jack, what does he have to do with this?
Turns out he's the one funding Diana. He could have paid her to tell you whatever you wanted to hear.
And had her pretend Elizabeth's donated blood was really hers. But if Elizabeth really is my mother, then why would she deny being the donor? Something still doesn't add up.
You were right. The problem wasn't your success. It was me. Somehow, between being traded for a hotel and selling out for Tiara, I lost my true self. But I want to be found. Could you possibly help?
I have a feeling that the real Blair Waldorf is a lot closer than you think. It wasn't all that long ago that she and I were working side by side at W, and I totally fell for her.
And what was that girl like?
That girl is, fiercely strong, independent, outspoken, beautiful, capable of anything, and no man or magazine should be able to take that away from her.
She sounds great. I look forward to meeting her again.
Billy did this to me.
Neither can I. But you have to stop thinking about your sister and start doing what's best for our daughter. If with you under arrest, it's going to be very difficult for you to access your money. If you sign over power of attorney to me, I give you my word that I'll take care of Lola, and I will get you the best damn lawyers your mother's inheritance can buy.
You really care about her, don't you?
I just want to do the right thing.
You did the right thing. Carol never should have put you in this position.
I want you to know I'm not like her. I might have come to New York because Carol paid me to. But once I met you, the only thing that mattered to me was feeling like I was a part of your family.
So you've said that there is nothing to be done about that, is there?
I could tear up this check. Lily, please, just let me earn back a place in your heart.
Goodbye, Ivy. Hello?
I did what you asked. I'll sign Carol's half of the estate over to you when I get to the apartment.
Thank you. We both know she does not deserve that money, and you're getting it away from her is the least you could do after what I found out about you two today.
But you are going to take care of Lola, right? That was our deal.
What kind of a monster do you think I am?
Do you think just because she's a product of your extramarital affair that I would punish Lola? I wouldn't do that.
Why don't I believe you?
See you soon.
Second thought. Take me to JFK.
What do you want?
I know we've had our ups and downs. Well, mostly downs, but we're sisters now.
Half. What's your point?
I don't know a ton about being a sibling, but I have a hunch that uniting against parents is a pretty major bonding experience. I was thinking the best way for you to get back at your mom is by helping me get my mom out of jail.
You never really stood a chance of exposing me as Gossip Girl, and I'm not really interested in being your sister all of a sudden. So please just stay away from me and my family. Okay, sis. I'll show you how.
You okay?
The only thing Diana and Elizabeth have in common is my Uncle Jack. Take a look at this photo again. See the tattoo on the guy's arm?
Yeah, so?
So I know that tattoo. Check it out. The man in that photo is not my dad. It's Jack. What if all this subterfuge over my mother's identity was actually disguising the real question? It's not who's my mom, it's who's my dad. Nate, I think Jack Bast is my father.